Jekka News, you need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow 18 up to 31, Johannesburg 18:30, Polokwane 18:29.
On the roads, you can expect delays in four ways on the N1 South heading towards Winnie Mandela Drive, and there's been an accident in Kempton Park on the R21 North at the R24 Airport Interchange. Traffic moving quite slowly there as well.
In your sport headlines, South Africa 152 for 2 after 25 and a half overs as they chased down 363 against New Zealand, and the Boks are set to play 15 test matches in 2025.
The Auditor General recently found that there were irregularities in the awarding of a tender contract after the Organization Against Tax Abuse flagged irregularities around a driving license card machine. The Minister of Transport, Barbara Creasy, approached the High Court to determine the way forward.
We are very grateful that the Minister agrees and is taking this matter through the courts to have this tender cancelled. But more than that, we would like to see accountability against the perpetrators.
That was Alta CEO Wayne Devenage. Speaking about the Auditor General's office, it confirmed receiving a request from the MK Party to investigate costs linked to the postponement of the 2025 national budget. It was meant to be delivered nearly 2 weeks ago, but was delayed at the last minute. AGSA spokesperson Harold Maloka says the office will review the request and respond to the party in writing.
The AGSA conducts annual regulatory audit of both Parliament of the Republic of South Africa and all government departments. If any material irregularities are identified during these audits, they are reported in the audit reports of these institutions, which are tabled publicly in Parliament.
Meanwhile, the African Transformation Movement slammed Police Minister Senzo Mkhwanazi for classifying the Independent Police Investigative Directorate's report on the Palapala saga as top secret. While the Public Protector and the Reserve Bank released their findings in 2023, Mkhwanazi has told Parliament that IPED will not be doing the same. Here's ADM spokesperson Zaman Chona.
This decision is not only a blatant disregard for transparency, but also a strategic move to shield the President and his administration from the scrutiny they so desperately need.
Moving to Northwest, the Rustenburg Police Station is the lead contributor for crimes reported in the province. This was revealed during the release of Northwest's crime statistics for the third quarter of this financial year. Here's Brigadier Jeanette Nsabele.
Nationally, Rustenburg appears on position 12. We, however, also need to note that as much as it's high on the list and it's also high on the national list, for that period indicated, the station managed a reduction of 10.7% generally on the crime.
And the DA is back in the country after engaging with U.S. leaders on key issues affecting relations between South Africa and the United States. Party spokesperson Emma Louise Powell says the DA met with officials from the U.S. Congress, State Department and White House during a week-long visit to Washington. Meanwhile, a divided Supreme Court in America rejected a bid by President Donald Trump to freeze about $2 billion in foreign aid payments today. The court, in its first significant ruling on a legal challenge to Trump, voted 5-4 to uphold a lower court ruling, and this requires the administration to make payments on contracts which have already been completed. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 6.
All you do is win, 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 no matter what. My shopper in your hand, you can never swipe enough. No. And every time you shop at Pick and Pay, yeah, everybody's hands go up. And they stay there.
Pick and Pay Smart Shopper Price Palooza is live. Score crazy deals, earn double points, and stand the chance to win 100K daily. Shop in-store or on ASAP.
All you do is win, win,
win. Win, win, win at Pick and Pay, valid 10 Feb to 9 March 2025. T's and C's apply.
Hey, you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.